It is time for us to check sports. And like I said, normally we have Mike Kazi in here and we take a look at sports. But I don't see Mike anywhere on the horizon today. So we can talk a little bit about baseball. The Yankees won 3 out of 4 against against Seattle. They lost yesterday. The Rays over the Orioles 9-6. The Mets lost again 3-0 to the Phillies. As I said, the Mariners beat the Yankees 2-0, and the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 9-8. So when you take a look at the standings in Major League Baseball, in the American League East, Tampa Bay has a 4-game lead over Boston, 6.5 over the Yankees, 7 over Toronto. The Yankees now only 2.5 games out of that final wild card space, and they're 2.5 games behind Boston. In the Central, the White Sox have a 10.5-game lead over Cleveland. That is over. In the AL West, Houston is down to a 2-game lead over Oakland. Seattle is next, 7.5 back. In the National League, the Mets have fallen in the past since Friday. The Mets have fallen from first place to third place. Philadelphia in first place, 59-53. Atlanta in second place, 57-55, 2 games back. The Mets in third place, 56-55, 2.5 games back. And they are just 6.5 games in front of Washington, who's next to last, and then Miami. In the NL Central, Milwaukee has a 5-game lead over Cincinnati. In the NL West, San Francisco has a 4-game lead over the Dodgers. So that is the way Major League Baseball looks right now. And the Mets, I think, have lost 4 or 5 in a row now. Just really a bad time for the Mets. Red Sox are having a tough time, too. Tampa Bay, not so much. In Olympics, the Team USA topped China in the medal count and most gold medals. That is the 7th Olympics in a row that has happened. In college football, we lost a great coach, Bobby Bowden. Really cut his teeth and got famous in Florida. He passed away. Now, this is one of the stupidest reports I've ever heard. We're in 2021. We're going into the 2021 season. A bold prediction out of the NFL, Packers' Aaron Rodgers will join the Saints in 2022. In 2022, is the world even going to be around in 2022? Anyway, the Colorado Rockies are now investigating after a fan allegedly heard yelling racial slurs at a Marlins player. They're investigating, and if they find that fan, he will be dealt with and be banned permanently and other things. I don't know what it is with the Yankees and COVID-19, but now their outbreak continues. Their newest player, Rizzo, has tested positive for COVID-19. And this is an interesting story. 3 graves have possibly been found under the Tropicana Field parking lot. A contractor hired by the city of St. Petersburg located the possible burial sites beneath lots 1 and 2 outside the ballpark. The lots are not Tropicana Field itself, are built on the former site of Oaklawn Cemetery, which housed the remains of black people and white people in segregated sections. While the number of graves is small, it's not insignificant, according to St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreiserman in a statement. Quote, every person has value and no one should be forgotten. The process is one of utmost importance and we will continue to do right by these souls and to all their loved ones as we move forward. The city is seeking to redevelop the land around the ballpark. They hired the Riverview-based company Cardono after this year to search for potential grave sites using ground-penetrating radar work. The areas of interest were also found just south of the lots on the site where 2 additional cemeteries were, the Evergreen Cemetery serving black residents and the Moffitt Cemetery serving people of racial backgrounds, according to the newspaper. That is a pretty interesting and weird story. Oh well, it is 6:45. on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll check in with Pat Pagano in a few minutes with a check on that tri-state forecast.
Underwriting support for Pat Pagano's forecast from the Interlake Indian Resort and Conference Center, Interlake and Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 1-800-222-2909 for info on reservations. You'll find them on Facebook and at interlakeandinn.com.
Programming and underwriting support provided by Three Guys Ski and Ride, located at 406 Sharon Gershon Turnpike, West Cornwall. Born in a basement with a passion for all